The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. The old school crew is back in full effect. Second segment, 5 o'clock hour. Doing what we do best, solves all the world's problems, even though we don't have any obligations. We aren't held accountable for anything, which is obviously always great, right? Hey, man, you know, you're doing everything wrong. We're doing everything right while we ain't doing a dang thing.
How about that?
But I think one of the bigger news is DP, is Chip. I wanted to ask you about Chip Kelly, right? Made some waves last year going from head coach and I guess willingly left UCLA head coaching job. Go to Ohio State to be coordinator. Obviously led them to a national championship and offensively and took over play calling duties from Ryan Day. But now essentially, DP, he is on the short list for at least since you were fully Commanders, Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. How do you think, obviously watching the national championship run, he will do or potentially could do because he hasn't been hired yet? This new version of Chip Kelly 2.0 in the league versus the one when he was at Philly in San Francisco.
Okay. So say again, the team that is interested in Chip Kelly.
You know who it is. H-Town.
Okay. What is their greatest asset?
And you, the slew footed slinger, CJ Stroud.
Okay. Good marriage.
Yeah. I mean,
do you believe that? You're talking yourself into it.
I'm envisioning right. Ohio State. Houston's arsenal, right. Healthy. I say yes.
Okay.
With Diggs, Collins, let's just take Dell out, Michi, Schultz. Now the problem is that center, right, and left guard, and probably the right tackle. They can't stop. They like a turnstile. You know, when you go to, you know, you just been in all them airports. When you know, when you walk through there and they got the thing, that's what it is. That's probably, but I think his innovation.
And is Chip the guy to fix that?
I think he can help the offense play calling wise. I think he's a better play caller now. This is where I'm going to give him credit. Or it doesn't matter if I give him credit or not, but I'm going to give him a ton of credit. I felt like when he was a head coach at Philly, it was never going to work. It was only good when it was working. But then when it didn't work, the game's over.
Who was this quarterback in Philly?
Well, Vic. And then they brought in
Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb. Right. That's also a problem.
Right, right.
Then he went to San Francisco, right. Had some success. But I'm going to tell you what. He took it on the chin. Mm-hmm. I felt he developed some talent. I know he developed some talent at UCLA. They played a more physical brand of football because you got to think they're one of the most physical running backs in the league came from him. And that Charbonnet up there in Seattle.
And Nick Foles as well in Philly.
Yep. Numerous defensive players get drafted. And then he goes to Ohio State and they play a pretty good physical brand. So I think play calling wise, he's fine. I just don't know if they have the lines to.
But that's never
been doing research. It was not Kevin Cobb. It was Nick Foles. It was Mark Sanchez. And it was Sam Bradford. In Philly.
Right.
But so, he ran Michael Vick up out of there.
Well, one thing about Houston, the stench of coaches who don't handle the quarterback position particularly well. Right? I don't know if I trust Chip Kelly with a valuable asset like CJ Stroud.
But
this version had somebody with their, you know, they were pinching him by the back of the neck the whole time. Yeah, this is free range Chip Kelly. This is unmonitored, unsupervised Chip Kelly.
Non-GMO Chip Kelly.
Yeah, like this is a whole different dude. Yeah. So I'm not sure I trust him with one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think I trust this Chip Kelly more than I did the other ones.
Okay,
like when he was in the pro the first time, because I think he understands. I actually think he's more comfortable in his skin. I think he really wants. I think for him, and I don't know him, but from everything that I'm reading right now, I think he really likes sitting in his office. 16, 17 hours, whatever, 16 hours, you know, 12, 14 hours a day and putting together a game plan and calling plays. I think that's exactly what he likes to do. You don't leave a head coaching job to go do that and then have the type of success he's had there. So that's where I think he could be good. Now, I'm sure there's other guys that have, you know, experience, but the problem is like Kubiak's son is probably going to Seattle. So now you're starting to dwindle down. Do you just get a coordinator because he's in the NFL?
Well, yeah, they took Schottenheimer off the list for him because that would have been the other.
Oh, that was my next question.
Yeah, they made that nonsensical move, like to go beyond that. But I'll say this, that through all of this, I still don't understand that if you're Houston, why are you making this decision a week after your season just ended? What were you?
Because then he's got him panicking.
Were you not focused? Were you not focused on winning
against
Kansas City? If you're Chip Kelly and you made a decision in 5 days?
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
5 days.
What do you mean?
You did your diligence?
Oh, you mean to hire Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Did Chip do his diligence on?
They haven't hired him, but he's the.
Well,
he's
no,
the
but coach. I'm saying it's a week.
Yeah.
They played Monday.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they played before. Monday. I'd like to think they talked before.
If you.
But they have not.
When and why? If you call me and I'm in a championship game, I don't even know you looking for me.
Their agent does.
No, but nah, bro. Like, we understand. This is my whole. This is, again, Chip's competing with Chip. Like, that kind of nonsense. What I need to hear was Chip said, you know what? Hadn't thought about it because I was just trying to do my job.
Yeah, well, he hasn't said anything. He's just first on the list. Now, well, I will tell you what, Bobby Slowe getting fired, which is interesting to me. I just wonder what the conversation was that led to D'Amico saying, okay, I got to get rid of you. Because you were almost a head coach last year. Mm-hmm. So that means everybody liked your leadership skills, your innovation. You took CJ Stroud, who people were kind of up in the air, whether, you know, it was either you or Bryce Young and all that stuff, and whether you could make it happen in the NFL because he didn't do good on the Wonderlic and all that stuff. He seemed to work with a little bit under par roster. And then the next year, he's canned with all your explosive players on injured reserve. So I wonder if it got to be the point of, this is what I didn't like that I saw as a coach. Are you willing to change? And maybe
while waving $7 million at him, are you going to change? Yes, sir, I'm going to change.
Well, it's not that, but it's like, okay, well, maybe you like it. Can we be more innovative me and Austin talked about it on third down for Houston. Everything was deep. There wasn't a lot of, you know, quick routes for, you know, against the blitz. They were getting destroyed against them. If you watch the Kansas City game. Mm-hmm. So can we make some more adjustments, right? You talk about Marcus Freeman, the adjustments that they always make at halftime. If that conversation went sour, that's how you're back into the coordinator pool.
Yeah. I find it all, like, to me.
I know you were gone.
It's the whole.
How happy were you that the Dallas Cowboys decided on Sean Knight?
Oh, we raised the glass. We raised the glass in D.C.
Were you more happy? Let me ask you this: that Jerry Jones potentially made another catastrophic mistake, or that is Brian Schottenheimer? I think he'll do okay, but I think he's good. He's going to do as good or as worse as Mike McCarthy.
You would not. If his name was Brian Jordan, would he have the job?
No, I don't know Brian Jordan, right, but he wouldn't
right,
have.
Right, right. If you look at his lack of success everywhere he was.
With some really good players.
He is perennially bad.
Schottenheimer?
Yeah.
The coordinator, you mean?
Yeah.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Just bad. And it was of all the choices in the world. That's like Brad Pitt getting single and saying, you know what?
Well, do you think, let me ask you this.
I'm not top shooting.
Okay. Now this is coming in. Now you remember when Houston hired David Cauley and then they came back with Lovie Smith the year after. Both of them were like 1 year, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is a situation where Jerry's like, okay, I'm hiring you, and essentially already in the back of his mind, he's got his eye on somebody next year?
100%, but that's the beauty of it. Because it will absolutely shatter this organization. It will, listen, a year and a half under development with a crazy, insane Dak Prescott contract, and Parsons is waiting for his money, and some of your legends are leaving, and CeeDee Lamb is at the window of his greatest career with more questions about who's going to get him the ball, how they're going to get him the ball, when they're going to get him the ball, and what are you going to do to protect him? Hey, by the way, is he receiver 1A? Is he that dude? Right? And you're going to bring in a coach who has to manage all of that, and his name is Schottenheimer. He is his daddy's boy. None of that plays out. None of that plays out. Well done, Jerry Jones. Well done. Well done. Well done. Exceptional. I raise my cup of milk coffee to you, sir. Well done.
I think he'll do all right.
In the NFC East, I'm not sure that they pass the Giants next year.
Yeah, I think it'd be the same. Mike McCarthy was.
They're playing for third place in the NFC East. That is hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious. Well, you think the coaches in the NFC East scared of Brad Schottenheimer? You think Detroit Lions are going, boy, I don't know. That come up is real tough now. Boy, I don't know how we're going to defend those guys. Dak Prescott, somebody check, do a wellness check on Dak.
Dak, hey man, I'm gonna tell you, Dak was front row. I think I saw.
Of course he was. He better be.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Oh, we got a question here. Jay and DP, where can I go to see the new lineup and time starting next week? You know, we're gonna take a quick break, come back, and we'll address that directly.
Yeah, we can do that.
Jay
for you.
Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.